Okay, let's go for it, Nora. I have always been lonely. It has always been my belief that if I found a partner or a mate, I'd be happy. I searched for decades for a partner. I did everything from affirmations to enlightenment to find a partner or to heal the despair and sadness I felt. I heard you say at Flagstaff Mountain to stop hoping. I'm doing just that. Gone is the hope that wherever I go, I might find the right one. Yes, what an amazing amount of energy. These decades of that search. Find the right one who will save me, who will make me happy, who will pull me out of this human existence, who will love me, who will cherish me, who will see me, who will adore me, who will never leave me, who will give me what I want. Isn't that basically what the search is for? Looking for the one to give me what I want. Yes, very good. You can be so honest. Gone is the hope that this amazing love I have inside to show will ever be wanted. With that goneness is more of a noticing of the ever-present moment and what that has to offer, or not offer. But you see, dear Nora, you are still looking for what it can give you. What will this moment give me? What hasn't it given me? This is the story of suffering. Now you've dropped your image that it's a person that will give you something, and now it's this moment that will give you something. And in that substitution, you're still overlooking what is already given. And in that, you know, it's more spiritually correct, definitely. But it's still the same old story, and many people know this from their own experience, that they have substituted spiritual concerns for those filthy worldly concerns. But the suffering continues. These old habits of thought are painful to let go of. No. They are painful to hold on to. This you have to see. I see you seeing it. And then you hold on to something because this pain has become your lover. Hasn't it? This is the truest lover you have ever met, this suffering. Well, it's time to kick him out. Why won't you laugh? You keep trying to laugh and then you make your mouth go sad again. That takes effort. That takes following some suppression. It's like I watch your face. See? It starts to go. I watch your face. It starts to break. There's a breaking open. But then there's a pulling it back. Don't look for anything. Don't look for neutrality. So you see, oh, this is much better than neutrality already. Yes, you're in the spotlight. You don't want to be neutral. You want to be who you are. Oh, now microphone also. And the camera. Everything. And 300 people. Now let's see, what is painful and what is ease? You try to hold on to one thought in this moment and you will recognize this is pain. You let go of every thought in this moment and you will know ease directly. Don't hold on to neutrality, don't hold on to suffering, don't hold on to bliss, don't hold on to this moment. We're not finished. The fire has been turned up, yes, and up again, and up again. And I am determined to burn through this. I want to know how to think of relationships and about commitment with another person. Well, don't think of them. This is the problem. You're thinking of them. Yes, you get it. I don't even have to continue. Good.
Tell me some more, please.
Stop thinking. Be still. Be quiet. You see it, but how beautiful. She's hearing it. She's hearing it. Be more still. Now stop thinking that thought. Let go. Let go. Relax. Relax. Give up. Give up hope and give up hopelessness. Give up any mask and give up no mask. What? Now you speak. It's your turn.
I'm speechless at this point.
That's good, but that's just a beginning. So in this speechlessness, really, if you're speechless, in this speechlessness, where is any problem?
It's all in the future.
It's all in the future, that's right. And it's guaranteed to be in the future if you are projecting it into the future. Not only is it guaranteed to be in the future, but it's guaranteed to be the filter through which you see this moment and the past. Be still. Then there's no question of, does this moment have something to give me? Does this moment have nothing to give me? Because there's no question of me. When there's no question of me, there's no question of past or future, and there's no question of suffering. There's the opportunity to directly experience life as it is, without the overlay of particular thought patterns. Yes, it's a rare moment. Most of us are so deeply invested in our thought patterns that they are meaningful, that they are right, that they're really what happened, and even more deeply invested in what will happen in the future, changing those thought patterns or getting newer, better thought patterns or finding the prince, finding the one. Isn't that the joke? The search is for finding the one. You give up the search and you discover you are that. The beloved is here. Not you as you think yourself to be. Not you as you image yourself to be. Or you as you sensually experience yourself to be. But you as you are. No future. No past. No present. Then if future or past or present appear in this lila, in this play, they partake of this that you are quite gloriously, quite happily. But you have to see, your particular challenge is to see the effort it takes to suffer. The pain it takes to hold on to any thought. And the challenge, this deepest challenge of ultimate, absolute surrender to what cannot be thought, what has never been thought. And then even though you're speechless, you have to report the results. Okay, there are two more satsangs after this one, is that right, for this series before September? Plenty of time. Just if you spend one day or one afternoon or even 1 hour just really telling the truth about the effort it takes to suffer, the pain in holding on to any thought, And then you won't talk anymore about how hard it is to let go. Then you won't be wailing about the difficulty of giving up hope. And you won't be crying about being haunted by hopelessness. Okay? So even if you're, especially if you're speechless, speak.
I'll just practice what you just told me and I'll let you know later
okay.
How I'm doing.
You can call it a practice. I'll let you buy on that one. I've never let anybody buy on that. But I can understand. For you, practice it for a day. Nobody else saw that. But you laugh before this day is over, you hear? And then you tell me what had to be practiced for that. You let it out. You give up practicing your suffering. You give up your mantra of ignorance. Yes, you be who you are. Who wrote me this long, beautiful letter? Yes, I thought it must have been you.